Welcome back. Greetings. I'm Rachel Chase, and this is Somatic Healing Session number 16. And this is the second in a series of what I'm calling the emotion series. And really, the whole podcast is about emotions. It's about the felt sense of being in the body, which is where our emotions are, right? That's where we feel them in our body. It's not always about emotion. Sometimes it's just about a sensation or an energy, but we are highlighting the emotion of worry today. These are intense times we're living in. I'm recording this in October of 2023. And I want to hold space for you today for anywhere in your life that you feel the emotion of worrying. Wherever you feel worry, whatever you're worrying about right now, I really want to give you some relief for that at this time and give us all a nice big collective sigh so that we can just kind of let any worries of the day or worries of the world or worries of life just kind of be held off to the side while our bodies restore themselves and really just get some good time and space, detaching from all the heaviness or detaching from any of the anxiousness that's being created from the worrying. And the name of this session is called From Worry to Trust. We want to give your body, give your being, give your soul, give your feeling tone a sense of the deepest abiding trust. And maybe it's hard to get there when you're feeling worry, but I'm going to help you get there today. And remember that somatics is about the felt sense of being, as I said, but this is about getting in touch with the feelings in your body and also your breath. Also about the breath. Breath work or mindful breathing, or there's all kinds of names for different kinds of breathing exercises. But when it comes to this process, just be available to let your breath move you. My favorite yoga teacher is Mark Whitwell. You should look him up. he's such a wonderful teacher. Mark Whitwell has been a great influence in my yoga teaching, in my own personal practice of connecting with myself. And he really helped me feel into, and this was many, many years ago, but he really helped me feel into the awareness that with every inhale we take, there is an opportunity to expand. The whole being expands, and in that inhale is the receptivity, it's the receiving. And on the exhale, it's an opportunity for the whole body to soften, to release, to come back down to earth and consolidate its energy. So the pausing in between each breath is also an opportunity to experience a little bit of stillness there. So I'm not going to instruct you to breathe any particular way in this session, but just to be aware of your breath and to be aware that your body is moving, not just an involuntary going, the chest up, down, or the belly up, down, or maybe you hold your breath a lot. I really want us to have an experience today of what the body wants to do or how it wants to move. So we will start in either a comfortable seated or lying down position But then I want you to just let your body start to move. Let it start to go into whatever positions it wants to go in. And let it be about your breath doing it with your body. Whatever that means to you. This isn't like a right way or wrong way. I'm not trying to give you a real specific way to do this other than to trust your body, to trust that your body knows what it needs and that it can move in ways that it needs to without you having to analyze it or figure out if it's a right kind of movement or not, but just to let it. And sometimes that feels a little weird at first. Sometimes people, when I do sessions with them and have them start to move a little bit differently than they're used to, but feels actually intuitive, they get a little nervous or shy or closed off because it feels weird because they're not used to moving that way and they might think they look silly or awkward. But it isn't about how you look. This isn't about looking normal. This is about letting the body unwind and maybe shake if it needs to, or just sort of like wave around in weird ways or whatever. This is just like a real opportunity for you to experience some freedom in your body. So that's just a little introduction into where we're going to kind of go in this session today. So go ahead and get yourself to where you're going to be to receive this healing session. Make sure you're going to be undisturbed for this in a safe enough place and space where you can be with yourself. And at the end of this, I will share a little bit about opportunities to go a little deeper into this work with me. I have an online course about this very thing, how to heal trauma through somatic work. And also, you're welcome to book a session with me through my website, rachelchase.com. And you can get a free introductory or a free consultation session with me called an intention session. So that's what you'll be looking for on my booking site. For that. Let's go ahead and get into this now. All right. So, worry, from worry to trust. That's the journey today. We'll start like we always do by having you just turn your attention inward toward your body. Turn your attention into your body. And take a few deep breaths in through the nose and out the mouth gently, whatever way feels good. And you're going to do that a few times, whatever way feels good, releasing some tension. If you don't feel like you've can take a deep breath, that's okay. Just do the best you can. We're just nudging at the edges here, nudging at the edges of what's possible for you to expand. And the reason you want to expand is so you can receive healing energy, so that you can restore, so that you can relax, because the more you expand, then there's the other side of it, right? The exhale, where you can soften and come into more of a relaxed place. And it might take a while to get there. That's okay. But I want you now to think about just a little bit. I don't want you to overwhelm yourself or cause a major trauma trigger right now, although you might get a little triggered here, and that's kind of on purpose. So you can feel the things that are uncomfortable and show yourself that you can get through it and that there is another side. So taking those breaths and thinking about Okay, what are those things that have been on your mind? What's stressing you out? What's making you worry? Is it someone, something? And I want you to notice where you're holding that in your body. Where are you holding that? Where is it showing up? What does it feel like? And focus down there in those areas. And it might surprise you where you feel it. Might not seem like the place you normally feel it. Like you might have an idea in your mind of, well, I feel worry here in this go-to place, but I want you to let go of logic and just feel, where is the worry in my body right now? And breathe in and breathe out. You're being curious with yourself. You're being curious about your body. You're being curious about the energy of the worrying and where it is stored in your body right now. Your body stores it in little packets and little areas in the nervous system all around the place in different spots where we suppress the memories that we didn't want to remember at the time because probably wasn't a good idea for us to remember them at the time. We protect ourselves. That's how our psyche works. That's how the body works. So just breathe in and out and wonder, where is this worry in my body right now? And just notice. We won't stay in the worry, obviously. We're going to get to the trust part, but we really need to give it an opportunity to be felt. That's what the saying means. You got to feel it to heal it. Doesn't mean you stay in that feeling forever, but it means you acknowledge it, you give it some attention and space so it can move. So deep breath, this is how we give it space. Breathing in, breathing out. Think about the things that are worrying you. Let it come a little bit. Let the emotion, oh, it's a little uncomfortable, I know. Maybe it's a lot uncomfortable. Okay, I get it. I grew up with a lot of worry energy in my home, and I've been processing it all my life. I'm working through it with you. So just let yourself feel it. If I can go through it and feel it, you can do it too. Big breath in and out. Okay, here's this worry. Here's this feeling. Oh, here's all the burdens of all of that. Just let yourself really honor and respect these emotions, these important emotions you're feeling. Maybe there's more than worry. Maybe there's some sadness mixed in there, some fear, some doubt, some confusion, some dismay, some shame. Sometimes we blame ourselves for the mistakes we made. Maybe we wouldn't worry so much now. If only I would have done this and this, 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 this. And now we're here. And, you know, the stories, right? Those are all those stories that we can either really hold on to and stay attached to, or just kind of witness them with loving kindness because you're human. And so am I. And so are we all. So, witnessing your stories of this worry, what is the story of your worry right now? What is that story of your worrying? Maybe it's a thought or a belief that says something about the future, or maybe it's around a certain topic, particular thing like money. That's a big one. Like, uh-oh, there's never going to be enough. Or, you know, what is it that's playing in your mind that you can start to question a little bit? Breathe in, breathe out. Bring your focus down into your gut, down into your belly, down into the body. We're just going to take a couple more breaths here. Holding space for those uncomfortable physical feelings. And now I want you to let your body do these movements. In those areas where you feel it, see if you can Open them up, maybe bring your hands around that area, maybe move your arms a little or your legs. Maybe there's a specific thing your body is just like, oh my God, I have to do this thing. Like, just have to reach and stretch, or what is it? Maybe you feel like you just want to pull that energy out of you with your hands and like, ooh, use your breath to sort of shoo, make it kind of powerful, because it's really good to match the intensity of the emotion with the breath. Because if the worry is intense, then you want to bring a lot of breath into it to move it. Maybe your body starts to make all these little motions side to side or up and down, or just let it be intuitive. Let your breath get into it. Big openings. Maybe it's just a real subtle movement. Maybe it's just these teeny little shifts that start to break it up a little bit and allow you to move it through, using your hands to draw it out and send it into the light. Receiving that light with your hands, bringing it down into your body. Maybe a little massage of the knees and the legs and the arms and the chest and the belly. Maybe some tapping, EFT. Tapping is so wonderful, that emotional freedom technique that we just, it's just tapping. You can just tap right on your sternum, right in the center of your chest. Take a couple breaths while you do that. Release a big exhale, tapping a little bit, stretching a little bit, maybe even massaging the head a little bit. Oh, yeah. Just bring that energy through so that you can release it and move it through and sweep it out your body. Just clear it. Sweep out your arms, your head, your shoulders, your legs, your hips, your back, your belly, your chest, your throat, your everything, just your face. Ah, big sigh, letting go, letting go, letting go. Rocking yourself a little, maybe hand on heart, hand on belly. Rocking yourself, maybe a hug, maybe you need a hug. Get a little rocking motion. This is so good for that spine and that vagus nerve that travels all along through the body. Rocking is that soothing movement that activates that comfort hormone, oxytocin. Breathing still, breathing with this, rocking, maybe circling. Softening, releasing the neck a little. Any other movements that you need to do, any other stretching, anything at all. Rubbing the belly. For me, worry energy was always like a big anxiety. And when I was a kid, I used to even get nauseous in my stomach. Even as an adult, that's happened as an adult too. Not as prominent, but we change. Life changes us. We go through different phases. All right, so you're just tending to those last few breaths and stretches now before we move to the next part. And a big breath here. See if you can access some calm steadiness in your body somewhere, anywhere. Access a feeling of neutrality or peacefulness, or maybe just a nice, good, warm feeling somewhere. And let that sensation travel through your whole body from that place. See how far you can let it go and travel and move and take another breath. Now I want you to feel that there is a deep abiding energy in you, a deep abiding energy that supports you, that is you, that has a signature feeling that wraps itself all around you and reminds you that you're part of something so vast, so much bigger than this life. Feel that there is that life energy that's moving through your body, that's holding you, that is keeping you coherent, connected. And that this energy has a pulsing, it has a intelligence, it has an intelligence, a compassionate, unconditional, loving presence within you. It's always there operating behind the scenes. That's bringing through reassurance and messages and kindness and love and strength right into your heart, right into your lungs, right into your solar plexus. And it's bringing this deep abiding energy of trust, of trust. That your body is fortified with this filling up, so full of this fresh energy of trust. This powerful magnetic energy that wants to just rush right in to support you and to offer you words of kindness and guidance and reassurance. And recognition and validation for your journey. And ask yourself, ask your heart, ask this trust within you. What do I need to know right now? Right now, just right now, what can I do right now? For my highest and best, to remind myself that I am capable, that I am strong, that I can get through this, that I have so much within me, untapped, untapped wisdom within, just waiting to come forward. And so imagine that that untapped wisdom is coming forward now. It is guiding your way like a little beautiful lamp of light that's just hovering in the air in front of you, lighting your path step by step by step through the dark woods to the other side. To the vast meadow, to the clear ocean, to the blue sky, and beyond. Bringing that blue sky energy down into your body to connect earth and heavens here and now in your being. And the mantra is, I trust myself. I trust myself. I trust myself. I trust myself. And feel the energy of that in your body. Notice the sensations you feel. Notice your breath. And begin to move in any way that feels right and good for you. And breathe so deep and full that you expand beyond, beyond, beyond. And exhale so complete that your body lets go of any and all of that worry. And open your palms and look at your hands. And be grateful for everything you have. Be grateful for this body that you have, that you are in, that you express through. And trust. And so here we are, back here again. Make sure you get a little bit of water. And take your time before doing anything else after this. And just want to let you know that if you're listening to this before October 27th, 2023, you can come to the upcoming masterclass I have on the 27th called Untangling Self-Doubt. And we're exploring aspects of codependency and how that leads to self-doubt and what we can do to move beyond it. You can find out about that on my website, rachelchase.com. And you can book a session if you'd like. I do have a couple available slots for clients at this time. And so that's great. At rachelchase.com, you can find out how to book a free intention session if you'd like. And I look forward to connecting with you again next time for Somatic Healing Sessions number 17. And remember to check out my Somatic Healing online course in my online course portal, which you can also find at my website. You'll see a little link that'll take you to my online learning center where you'll see that workshop. And if you have any questions, just email me at rachel@rachelchase.com. Have a beautiful rest of your day and evening. I send you great blessings and love. Take care. Ciao for now, everyone.